Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickman.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining me. I truly appreciate it. And today, I think this is going to be a really good show. I've got Jeremy Page online. Of course, we're not allowed to be close to each other, so we had him call in. And, you know, one of the things I asked Jeremy to come on is Jeremy is a real estate agent. He works for Carpenter Realtors in Zionsville. He'll give you all his contact information here shortly. But he is a pro. He's been doing it a long time. And questions out there right now on, can you still buy a home in this market? And so I wanted to bring Jeremy on and have him explain what's going on and whether you can buy a home in the market. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hey, Rick, thanks for having me. You kind of hit the nail on the head. I have been doing this a long time. I've seen a lot of different things going on. I've never seen a COVID-19. So this has really changed a lot of things in not just our business and industry, obviously, but, you know, all across the United States, all across the world. So it is an interesting time. You are still able to go out, look at houses, buy houses. It's not business as usual, though. You know, the governor in his executive order did name real estate and most basically all the affiliated businesses that go along with real estate, as far as home inspectors, lenders, title companies, all of that are considered essential businesses. So we are able to continue working. We're obviously doing that in a different way. We've had to get real creative real quick, just like a lot of people have. So we're doing some virtual showings. We're doing some, a lot of webinars and Zoom type meetings with our clients. You know, the goal is to basically maintain our social distancing, but still be able to help those who need to buy and sell a house right now. I've actually had two closings this week. I also have shown different people, families, houses physically this last week. But they had a unique situation where they really need to move. They need to move in a relatively timely manner. So we're out there. We're still working. We're just, all the carpenter offices are closed unless you have an appointment. So it's not business as usual. We're definitely trying to respect those out there who are concerned or are at high risk of getting COVID-19. So we're trying to respect that, but yet still keep the economy moving forward in the housing sector.
And can you kind of let our listeners know if they want to buy a house? So right now, if they want to start looking at a home and they called you, how do you do it? Obviously you don't jump in a car and go show them houses. What are your steps now that are different than they were before?
Yeah, you're right. There's more of a conversation. There's more conversation about what's your time frame. If you don't have any time frame and you don't really care if you move tomorrow or 3 years from now, well, it's probably not a good time to go just looking through houses. If I'm telling my clients that are buyers, it depends on their comfort level on physically viewing houses, but it also, in addition to that, I have to get the seller's permission, and some sellers are not comfortable with having people in their house right now. That's where we're going to some of these virtual ideas, virtual tours and viewings of houses. So there is quite a few more steps now. It used to be, a month ago, 2 months ago, if someone said, hey, I'm pre-approved, I'm ready to buy a house, I'm interested, here's six houses I want to look at. We have a conversation about their needs and everything, and then I get them scheduled, and we go look at the six houses. Now that's not as easily done, because there are some that aren't comfortable with other people in their house. So I have to get approval. I have to find out the comfort level of the buyer that I'm representing, or if I'm representing the seller, the comfort of the seller. But in this situation, we're talking about buyers. Then I also have to reach out to the person who owns that house, the seller, and see if they're comfortable with us having a physical showing. Sometimes they're saying, hey, you know, we'll give you a virtual showing, and then you can make an offer subject to physically viewing the property, and then we can go look at the property after we have an accepted offer there. We're getting real creative. We have to.
Yeah. That makes sense, though. That makes sense, is that, you know, because you can't, I couldn't buy a house. I know some people do, but I'd have trouble buying a house without seeing it, or at least having somebody who saw it, who I trusted their opinion of.
Yeah.
Because as you and I both know, we're both car guys.
Yeah.
And you go to the auctions and you see a car, and you see it, you know, you see it in the magazine and you think, wow, this is a great car. You see it from 30 feet. You think this is a great car, and you go up on it and you realize, this isn't as clean as I thought it was. And I'm guessing that's the same with a house. You everything looks great and on the picture and on a video and on the tour, and you got a good idea. I'm sure it gives them a really good idea, but you don't know until you walk through it for sure what it's actually like.
Yeah, you're right. There are times, I mean, I think I hear all the time that, you know, oh, wow, these pictures are awfully, you know, do really good for that listing, or, hey, you know, this house is way better than the pictures look. So it you're very accurate. It's hard sometimes to know exactly. I'll tell you, I have represented people even before this who were buying houses sight unseen, you know, through video and things like that. But you're right. Most people are not comfortable with doing that, but there are those who are. And so we're there to help represent whichever way someone wants to go. We're also really working on, you know, if we are physically looking at the house, like I said, maintaining that social distance, but also, you know, disinfecting. I've got a thing, a hand sanitizer in my car. When I have to go out, I'll throw it in the car. That way we can, you know, kind of sanitize on the way in, sanitize on the way out. I'll also have disinfecting wipes to wipe down the doors. And, you know, if it's a seller, we're recommending that the seller kind of leave the house as open for them as possible, so that, you know, the buyer and agents don't have to touch anything. So leave all the doors open, open all the cabinets, you know, anything that a buyer might potentially want to look in, you know, leave the closet doors open, all that kind of stuff. So it's just one less person touching any object. You know, we really are, as a real estate community, we really are trying and, you know, hoping that this COVID-19 passes and passes quickly. It is a sad situation, but it's, you know, it is something that we're doing the absolute best we can to keep on being a vital part of the economy here in central Indiana. But in addition to that, not, you know, further spread this disease.
Right. So basically the way I understand it is, it's not business as usual, but you've made the industry, as the mortgage industry has, you've made the adjustments, and you can, and there's still, if somebody wants to buy a house, they can still do it. And in some ways it actually may be a little better. I think that if you have virtual tours and all that, you can really narrow down the houses. So I'm guessing that you aren't going to tour anywhere near as many houses as you used to. Is that correct?
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think you put that very well. I mean, it is not business as usual. It is still business, but it's not usual. So we're trying to, you know, like I said, do things in a new way. And I think long term, I think we probably as an industry will be better because of this hard time. I think a lot of the industries are going to be better long term because of this situation we're finding ourselves in. Because we've had to make a lot of decisions and change things sometimes dramatically, and do it very quickly. And anytime you go through, you know, I used to be a big weightlifter, and you know, the way you build muscle is you go through a hard time while you're working out, and then the recovery time is when you build that muscle. And so it's kind of the same thing here, the same thing with a lot of things in life. It's the hard times that build you to be better in the long term.
Right. And after the break, we are going to talk with Jeremy a little bit more and find out how the market is out there.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back. We're talking with Jeremy Page, Carpenter Realtor out of Zionsville. And I realize I forgot to ask, Jeremy, could you give everybody your contact information if they're interested in talking with you?
Absolutely. I'd love to talk to anybody that has some real estate needs. My cell phone is 317-413-5311. I can be reached via text or call on that number. Or my email is jpage, and that's P-A-G-E, at callcarpenter.com.
Yeah, you got an easy one. Page is easy.
Yes, sir.
I had one call me the other day, said, how do you spell RIPMA? Yeah, that's what, that, you know. But on the other side, it's a unique name, which can help if they could just spell it.
That's true. Hey, but, I thank my parents for that. Yeah. I didn't have much to do with it.
No, just the luck of the draw. So
that's right.
Let's talk about the actual market right now. Are there homes on the market? Are there things for people to go see?
Yes, there is. The market, I'll tell you, leading up to the quarantine, we were, you know, basically setting records. We were anticipating a record sales year again in 2020. So things were going really well, really strong. Then obviously, you know, once you tell people to stay at home, that takes a turn and doesn't help the trajectory that we were expecting. There is still houses on the market. And as I mentioned earlier, some of them are only allowing virtual showings now. And there's several different ways we can go about that. Some are allowing physical showings. So it looks a little differently than it did a month or two ago. But there are still houses out there on the market. I will tell you, it does continue to be a seller's market. You know, we came into this quarantine with a lack of inventory on the market, getting ready to hit the spring market hard with a lack of inventory, and that really has not changed. I think it will be interesting what happens. I have a strong feeling that we're going to come out of this on the back end once the quarantine, the stay-at-home order is over and we move forward. I think that the real estate market is going to be very busy. I think we are probably going to just see a June, July, and August, you know, just depending on when everything kind of gets back to a semi-normal state and people are allowed to more freely move around and everything. We will continue to sell houses during the quarantine. Like I mentioned, you know, the people that really need to move, you know, there's first time home buyers that are, their lease is up and they've got to do something. We have people that are moving people into town, people that are moving out of town, you know, all kinds of situations, that, you know, they have more of immediate need. So we'll continue to service those people in this meantime. But no, I think it's an exciting time to see the rapid change and the rapid adaptation of what can we do to still service our clients and help them out. I'll tell you, even after the quarantine, you know, last weekend, Carpenter sold almost $10 million in real estate, which obviously is not as good as we would like on, you know, a normal spring market, spring weekend. But that's still pretty good.
Yeah,
$10 million in 2 days when we're on basically house arrest.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So, and I agree with you. I think that once this is all over, things are going to boom. But What is the problem that people aren't out looking at homes, or is the problem that people aren't listing their homes right now?
It's kind of a combination, to be honest. The inventory that was on before, you know, some of those are not allowing physical showings, and there is, you know, a portion of people who are going to want to see it physically and go look at the house, and so they may be holding off a little bit. But we're not seeing a whole lot of new inventory come on the market. I personally have talked to many of my clients who are looking to sell, and we would have been on the market, you know, last week, this week, and they're saying, you know, hey, we're going to kind of hold off. We aren't comfortable with putting our house on the market now because of having people in their house and all that kind of stuff. So I think it is kind of, it's weird. It's like we're in a buyer and a seller's market. You know, the actual market is towards sellers, but then the buyers have the advantage of, you know, these really great, you know, historically low interest rates. And it looks like the government's going to be pumping some money into the economy. So hopefully that will help as well.
Yeah, it is. It's a weird, it's a very weird time. I would agree with you. And it is in the mortgage industry with the way that the rates are reacting and things like that. They're very, very volatile. But it's interesting to me. I hadn't thought about the listing side of it until we talked about it, and the fact that you know, that's probably that we were already short on inventory. We already didn't have enough homes on the market. And now with this, I'm guessing, based on what you said, it's true, people aren't listing their homes in the volume that they would normally, because they don't want people in their house. They're just putting it off, which is why you said that's just putting our spring market, which is the boom market here, is just going to be later in the year.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, like I said, people are still listing their houses, but not near the volume that we would expect at, you know, basically our busiest time of the year. And so, but the ones I'm talking to are saying, hey, you know, we're still selling it. We just have to wait until, you know, they want to wait till the quarantine's lifted and until they feel a little bit more comfortable with, you know, being out and about. So,
right. Because if they list their house, they have to, people might want to come see it. So they have to have people in their homes. And if they want to, listing their house, they probably want to buy a house. And now they got to go out and they got to walk through other people's houses. And all in all, they're sitting there thinking, I don't want to do that. But on the other right. side, those who are doing it, I would guess it's a great time for sellers who are on the market.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I can't take credit for this. In fact, I don't remember where I heard it or who I read it from or whatever, but I have heard it be said that it's similar to kind of the holiday times, you know, December-ish, early January. There's a lot of activity, but it's kind of behind the scenes type stuff. You know, for real estate agents talking to people are getting ready, they're preparing. It's just there's not as many showings, there's not as many new listings come on the market at that time, but everybody's preparing and getting ready for when they do start listing their houses and buying houses. And I think that's very true. I think it is a very similar time like that. You know, I know some real estate agents have kind of just shut down and they're not working anymore. I can tell you that the office I lead, I've been talking with all of them. They're continuing to work. They're just doing different tasks. They're trying to reach out to the people they know and care about, make sure they're okay. They're also, you know, trying to see if anybody needs any help with anything. They're out there serving the people that they care about, as well as taking care of their clients, you know, their current clients, updating them on what's going on in the market, updating them with, you know, what we're anticipating. And obviously nobody really knows what exactly is going to happen. And this is one of those weird scenarios where we can't even say, well, the last time, you know, the holidays, we can say, hey, you know, last year the holidays were this way, or 2 years ago, you know, we don't have the last coronavirus, COVID-19. We don't have something that has been this widespread and this dramatic on our economy in such a quick, you know, it came up real quick and it shut things down real quick. And so we don't have that history to go back on.
Right. We couldn't get prepared for it at all. There was no preparation. And my hope is we don't ever have to remember when it was like that. And you know, that's what it's going to be like today. I hope this never comes back, as another, you know, virus or whatever it is, the next thing that comes up. But, you know, it's amazing. On the other side of it, it's amazing how fast I wouldn't have expected how fast industries have been able to adjust to the situation. It is amazing how quickly, you know, even huge organizations like Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, I'm sure the realtor associations and those, they reacted so quickly and were able to make adjustments and tell and give recommendations and do this and do that. Freddie and Fannie, you know, they changed guidelines. They changed, you know, whether you need an appraisal or not for, you know, whether the appraiser has to go in the house, you know, major changes, and they changed it extremely quickly so that it wouldn't shut down the real estate market.
Yeah. And those, obviously you and I are hyper aware to the real estate market and its importance, but, the average person, you know, if they thought about it, they'd probably come to the same conclusion, but they don't realize how big a part of the community and the economy that real estate is. It is, you know, heavily influences our local economy. And so if we shut down, that could be very bad for property values. It could be bad for a lot of things, you know, that would last longer term. Luckily, you know, we're still out there. We're still doing some stuff. We're keeping the pulse on it. I mean, think about it. What if you had an accepted offer and they said, no, you can't close? Well, you know, what if you have to be out of your apartment and then all of a sudden you're homeless because you can't close?
Right.
So we have, we've been communicating, not me personally, but, you know, some of our advocates have been communicating with the governor's office, and we really, you know, he agreed that we are essential to the economy, and that's why, you know, we are permitted to still work, though, you know, we're expected to maintain the social distancing and maintain, you know, the least out and about as at all possible. So I've been working at home with my three lovely kids, and there's times where I run to a corner of my basement to get away so it's quiet enough so I can talk on the phone. But it's the new world, and I'm not the only one in this world right now. You know, we all are. We're all kind of working from home or a segregated office or something like that, where, you know, we're kind of by ourselves.
Right. Yeah. Our main office is out of New Jersey, and they've everybody's working out of their house. Nobody's working in the main office. And in my office, I go in every day because I am a baby boomer, and
right.
I read where baby boomers are really struggling with working out of their house.
Yeah.
So I go in every day. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'll tell you, normally I am really good and efficient at working from home, but normally I don't have my three lovely kids here, and that throws a total different spin on everything. So it is a lot harder. I am not going into the office every day. I typically do. But since we've been this lockdown, I'm trying to really respect, some people's concerns and kind of stay home the most I can. I am stopping in sporadically into the office just to kind of check, make sure everything's okay. Our office are open to our agents, you know, and if they need to meet someone there, they can. But we have procedures set so that if you are going to be in the office, you know, we want to make sure that it's disinfected as you go in and disinfected as you go out. That way we're trying to respect those around us who have some of these compromised immune systems and things like that.
Right. Well, you know, I'm the same as you. I'm sporadically going into the office Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6:00. But sporadically I do that and then sporadically I'll go in on the weekend if I get bored. But I also am the only one there. So I don't feel like I'm, you know, the entire building is empty now. It is amazing. Yeah. There's, you know, with the building I'm in, there's four different, businesses, and they're all shut down. Well, one of them is sporadically working. It's a car repair company, and they're open, but it's much limited hours. But everybody else is, you know, the other two are shut down. There's nobody there. There's no cars in the parking lot. It is amazing. But you know, if you do the right things, and you try to follow it the best you can, the funny thing is I heard somebody say, it's not that we can stop the same number of people are going to get the virus no matter what we do. It's just when we get it. And so all this is just to spread that curve out. But this is what they were telling us on one of the medical people was saying. It's still, if 50 million people are going
to
get,
you know, being in on the management team and everything and wanting to help lead the people that I've been blessed to have work with me. I was kind of taking in information faster than I could almost take it. You know, I mean, it was just flying at us. And I definitely do not claim to be qualified to speak on any of the medical side of that stuff. You know, I was just trying to figure out what it meant to us, before we were quarantined, and then when we first got quarantined, and, you know, his announcement was that I think it was on noon, and by 12:05, my phone was ringing. By 12:15, it was multiple people trying to get a hold of me. What's this mean? Where are we going? What's going on? And so I was just trying to take in as much information as I can, so that could help help the people that work with me, but also help my clients. You know,
right. 'Cause
they all had questions too. What does this mean for me?
Yeah.
So luckily, I feel like that kind of information has slowed down a little bit, because now we're on quarantine and we know tomorrow we're on quarantine.
Yeah.
You know, there for a while, we didn't know what it meant. We didn't know if it was coming, if it wasn't, you know, and so we're able to kind of go about our lives and do Zoom meetings and things like that to keep the, as they say, keep the troops rallied up, ready to go.
So. Well, we're out of time. Jeremy, can you give everybody how to get a hold of you if they have any real estate needs?
Absolutely. Jeremy Page, Carpenter Realtors. Cell phone is 317-413-5311. Once again, for text or phone call, cell phone is 317-413-5311.
Great. Jeremy, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it very much. You've been very helpful.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you having me.
And thank everybody for listening. If you need to get a hold of me, just go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com, go to the contact information, put your information in there. And I truly appreciate you joining us today. And please join us next week as we talk about renovating your home, either the home you live in or the home you buy.